Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbuquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. There goes Green. The throw from Romano to second, and Green is out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tillman. Cater goes all the way around to score. Buford moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Buzzard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Petrocelli. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buzzard scores. Cater moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Mantilla covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Jay Ritchie now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. Skowron moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Skowron tags and moves to third. Romano tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard takes first base on ball 4. Scourin scores. Romano moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. There goes Cater trying to get to third. Conigliaro throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Cater for the out. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Jay Ritchie. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.